What's up, y'all? Jeffy DV coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, Default Route. I wanted to hurry up and throw this on while you can see a little bit of sun on me. Look at that. Look at that. That's sun, people. That's the sun. See that? Look at that. That's the sun. You see it? I see it. Now look, it's 12 o'clock. It's 12 noon. So that means that's about as high as the sun is going to get. And I'm walking south. I'm facing south. I am walking south. So it's going to set in the west, but that's as high as it's going to get. Now here's where it's supposed to be, up here. But now it's down here. Now you understand why winter does what winter does? Now do you get it? See, look at that. That's as high as the sun is going to get today. Look at that. We got some sun out here. I see some sun. I said I wasn't going to see none until I woke up Tuesday morning after I flew back home. But I was wrong. Of course, there's clouds everywhere. It's like 42, 43 degrees out here right now. I'm dressed appropriately, so I'm comfortable. And let me say once again, scarves work. In fact, I was out the back door, down the driveway. I hit the street. That wind hit me. I turned around, went back in the house, and got that scarf, got this scarf. It ain't like that. It ain't like that at all. So look at that. That's as high as the sun is going to get. And it's going to set in the west. So if I'm walking south, west is to the right. So it's going to set towards the right. And that's as high as it's going to get. It's a little over noon. It's 12:30. And that's how it's going to get. Let me get a picture with the sun on my face. Look at that. Sun on my face. Looking like my father with my scarf and hat on like this. Out here, getting the steps, trying to understand the importance of getting these steps. Mr. Scale told me 217.8 this morning, which I probably deserve. Meaning, my eating habits during the work week have been undisciplined. So I should be definitely, my weight should definitely be up some. I checked, and I think, roughly speaking, I'm 5 pounds above my best Tuesday. I think my best week was the first week of September. And I just consider that my best week of the year. You know, after I had put on weight for the holidays. Well, I should get a picture. I'm gonna get a picture. Kind of hard to do it and hold it and look at it at the same time. But anyway. So I'm up about 5 pounds from the best week, which probably I should be grateful for. Let's face it, only 5 pounds. Mr. Mitchell, only 5 pounds, damn it. But look at the sun. Look at the sun. The sun is beautiful, ain't it? Beautiful sun, sunshiny day. Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I'll work today. I'll work tomorrow. Then I'll be off for 6 days, which is cool with me. I got the selfie. Now I'm just showing off for the people watching me. Got it again. Look at that. Let's just stand here in the sun for a little bit. I left a little bit earlier today. I just want to enjoy the sun. I just want to enjoy the sun. See the sun behind me now? See how that changed? Now you can really see it, see? See the sun behind me? You can't beat it. You can't beat it. 42 degrees out here. Look at that. I want to just stand here in the sun before I turn around and start walking the other way. All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to turn around. Start going. She across the street. I walked down that way yesterday. The default route is starting to get a little bit too defaulted. Look at that sun behind me. I got backlight, damn it. The sun is giving me enough backlight. Look at that beautiful picture. Look at that beautiful shot with the sun behind me. 12 noon, the sun is as high as it was. Let's get another look at that. 12 noon and that's as high as the sun gonna get. It's supposed to be way up here. That's straight up. That's as high as the sun gonna get. Can I explain to you what wintertime is? In the summer at 12 noon, it would be directly overhead. In the summer 12 noon, it would be directly overhead. So that should explain to you pretty much the summer solstice, the winter, how the sun revolves, how the earth revolves around the sun on its axis, and how high and how much sunlight hits the earth in certain regions during certain seasons. You're welcome for the weather lesson and the astronomical progression of the planets in the Sun-Earth ecosystem. But I'm out here doing it. And I know the shortest distance between two points. And I know that it's benefiting me. And I know that even though I don't see the reward that I want or the waste that I want, it would be a lot worse if I wasn't out here. It would be a lot worse if I wasn't out here. And again, and I'm probably giving myself a pep talk. But this is a quick mart. How you gonna put a quick mart in a beautiful building like that? That don't make no sense. How you gonna put a quick mart in a gorgeous building like that? That don't make no sense. That ain't how that go. That should be like a doctor's office or something. Somebody put a quick mart in there. Come on, people. Okay, the sun went behind the clouds. You can tell the difference. See, the sun went behind the clouds. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so I know that this walking helps. And just because I'm gonna get the numbers that I want to get, it would be a lot worse if I wasn't out here. And not only that, stamina and just keeping moving, keeping my body active in the long run will help. In the long run, when, you know, playing the long game, being out here every day helps. And what's happening is, I'm not seeing that weight loss from losing the water weight from sweating because it's so cold. Because this is not a temperature or climate in which I'm gonna sweat that much. So I'm not losing all that water weight that I'm used to losing and celebrating and being happy about. It's like now I lose 1.8 pounds on these walks. Down to like 1.8 now. So if I get back there and I could be 216 today, that's not too horrible. Then depending on what I do tonight, you know, it really depends on what I do tonight. And then Wednesday night, because Thursday, it's on. Thursday, it's just going to be all kinds of food everywhere. Cheesecake and rolls and ham and pig's feet. So you know the calories are going to come on in. Did I say cheesecake? And rolls, because that's what I'm bringing. That's what I'm getting from Mr. Paul's Bakery. Make a ham. Joe and them making me a ham. I'm going to bag that puppy up. I got my gallon quart bags. I mean my gallon storage bags. Load that up. Load up the my carry-on, which kind of wasn't full coming here. Mostly electronic equipment. I'm going to leave clothes here. I was even thinking about leaving this sauna suit here and ordering me another one. But I only need it during the wintertime, so I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Because I done got used to wearing the sauna pants. Now, I don't know if I'll do that in L.A., even though during the rainy season, it does get kind of brisk up there. Not no 42 degree like this. But with the humidity here, this 42 degrees probably feels like 60 in California. Probably the same kind of, I don't want to say wind chill or whatever. They got to come up with another name. Because ain't no way in hell I'm back here. Or I was in New Orleans someplace. And it was like 60 degrees. And it was the most comfortable 60 degrees I'd ever felt in my goddamn life. I'm like, it's no way in hell it's 60. Because I could be in L.A. and it could be 80 and I'd be cold. There's something to that. I probably need to ask ChatGPT what's that about. They'll probably say something about humidity and moisture in the air. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Yep, so, had a few days to rest up. Off work. Saturday, Sunday. After granddaughter was gone for a couple days. She'll be back today in spades. Cause she got toys she ain't opened up. And she gonna be coming back. She gonna be turned up. And my daughter's off for the next few days. So they gonna be there in that house. They gonna be there in their own house doing whatever they wanna do. Because it is their house. I'm a guest. But damn. Why y'all got to be in my room? Even though technically it's your room and your house. But they good. They give me some space when I really need it. And sometimes I got to concentrate. And I have to understand that. I'm starting to learn to understand that. That sometimes I got to concentrate. And maybe I'm getting older, or I done got soft, or I got used to the quiet, but it seems a little bit more difficult to actually have a bunch of things going on and concentrate. You know what, and today I'm walking, and a couple of times today, people were, you know, walking by cars, and cars are gonna tell me to go. I'm like, wait a minute, I got the right of way, not you. And then, well, I'm walking across the old lady almost ran me over. So it's all demographics. It's just the way people drive back here. And I got to go when in Rome. You got to protect yourself. So I know I got to protect myself. That's obvious, right? I know I got to protect myself. But you also got to say, hey, this is the culture. A lot of them probably aren't used to pedestrian. They don't, you know, they're not used to having to deal with pedestrians. You can tell a lot of them feel like the cars have the right of way. You can just tell by the way they're driving. You know, it's like you're the inconvenience. What the hell you out here doing walking? We don't walk back here. You're probably homeless, so I don't get as many points as I would running you over, so ain't no sense in me risking it. You know, et cetera, et cetera. And also, I'm thinking, people back here don't get sued. You know, out in L.A., people will sue your ass. So that's always in the back of your mind. Before you run up on somebody or even come close to somebody, your ass will get sued. You know, so that's that too. So they just pull out and pull up here. They see me walking, she act like she don't see me. They just don't, there's just no sense of it. There's just no, you know, they just probably not used to it. There's just no sense. I'm not saying they ain't got no sense. They just don't have the sense, a sense of that. A sense to be aware of pedestrians. An awareness. How about that? An awareness. Is that better? Because there ain't too many of us out here. Especially back here in LA. They all over the place. Especially if you drive downtown. You really got to watch out. So you really are like, you know, aware. And looking around. And giving pedestrians super duper amounts of space. Also, I got snot on my sleeves. I'm Mr. Greensleeves. I got snot on my sleeves. You know, like in the wintertime, from rubbing your nose on your sleeves. I got that. So, we are here. I'm performing a little bit now because walking by some people who is probably watching me doing what I do. You know, like I said, I stand out. I definitely stand. Did I wipe this off? Yeah, it's fairly clean. I did. It's fairly clean. I wiped it off. I was going to say, mess up all those shots. Mess up all those good shots. Did that mess up when I flipped it over? Is that gonna make the audio and video get out of sync? Having to flipping the camera. Look at that beautiful shot. Oh my God. Look how beautiful that is. See that? Look how beautiful that is. How much this guy gonna pull out and run me over? Actually, he did okay. He did okay. So, here it is, Youngstown, Ohio. The sun, look at the sun. Ah, is it not beautiful? Is it not beautiful? Is it not beautiful? Notice also, too, what I noticed back here. There are wires everywhere. Not just back here. I take that back. There are wires everywhere you look. I think we just get used to seeing them. Because I was trying to get a shot of something. And everywhere I look, there was wires, even in L.A. We just get used to seeing them. See them? All the wires? I wonder. If they ever, I'm sure in the future, they're gonna become obsolete and they're gonna figure out a different way to handle it. And they can get rid of all these damn telephone poles. And I think I Googled how many telephone poles in America. I think a number came up like 20 million or something like that. But I was like, see, wires everywhere. See all those wires? And once you become aware of them, it's hard not to see them. Oh, look at the bus. Second one I done seen coming in this direction today. Saw one when I first walked out, when I first hit market in that one. They run every hour. I'm aware of that now, that they run every hour. And so I was downtown and I let one go by. Thinking I just catch the next one in 20 minutes. Nope. That's a 10 after bus. That's what they call it, the 10 after buses. There's a bunch of them that leave at 10 after. Every 10 after is when that bus came. And sure enough. So I went and walked some more for another 35 minutes. Because that's how early I was waiting on it. So that's what it's like out here. I'm warm now. I'm in a good, I got a good pace. I'm warmed up. I hit my stride. Sun coming out a little bit, bright and sunny. You see my shadow. Gary, get home. Granddaughter gonna be there. I'll get dressed. I'll be a little early, get ready for work. Tomorrow's supposed to be our office day, but they allowed us to work from home because it's the day before Thanksgiving, or else I would have had to take a PTO day, which I'm glad I didn't have to. I want to work, especially since granddaughter go be there. And I say that tongue-in-cheekish, but woo, because you got to do something. If granddaughter there, you got to do something. And we do. And every time we take her out someplace, when we go someplace, she does so well. It's on us. Like I said, she's almost perfect. I ain't giving nobody the perfect signal. She's just about perfect. Whatever that means. It's us who have made her what she is. And it's us who may or may not fall short of giving her, keeping her stimulated and entertained after we trained her up to be that aggressively outgoing and that aggressively engaging. You know, we almost taught her how to be that curious and that hands-on-ish and that participation-ish. So now, you know, and she's older and has the means to actually execute things and mobile and the physicality to move and, you know, do stuff and to talk. Oh my God. And to talk. Oh my Lord. It's all good. It's all good. A lot of old people back here driving too. And I can understand. Not that I think or don't think that a lot of the young people got out of here or they reach a certain level of whatever and they get out. And it may be that they just get out of this area. You know, that could very well be it. It could very well be that they just get out of this area. Because it's economically stressed, definitely. It's economically stressed through the south side of Youngstown. Boardman is really nice. Then it kind of, you can see the economic prowess drops a little going north. And then once you get past the south side, you get downtown at the university. It's really nice. University is nicer than downtown. They're trying to build up downtown. They got a little ways to go, but they may get there or they may not. It may not be economically prudent to even invest in it. It might just be better to say, all right, Boardman wins, Niles wins, but again, there's no grocery store. I think there's like two grocery stores in the Youngstown city limits. You got to go to like suburbs. It's not far, but you know, for all the people who consider economically depressed people, people who can't get around, the elderly, this or that, who can't get at fresh food, fresh vegetables, and all that stuff, you know. But that's what evolution is for. That's what evolution is for. Things go away, new things come in. Darwinistic principles of economic success. Either you're gonna be ready for it to evolve and adapt, or you ain't. People be out here, t-shirts and whatnot. She got on leggings and a sweater, a loose fitting sweater. Jesus Christ. I know. I'm the wimp. I'm the one who, I'm the visitor. I'm the outsider. Wimp might not be the right word, but you know. So, few more days, 2 more days of work, and then 6 days off. Told my boss yesterday, you know, I want this December 2nd off too, which I may or may not really want, but I'm gonna take it just to have that day. Hopefully I won't eat too much. I'll definitely get my steps in. There's no doubt about that. I'll get my steps in. Maybe I should double walk, because I'm gonna come back with a lot of food. I'm gonna have ham. And I'm thinking I may have to go get me some rye bread. Oh my God, yes. And I think what I'm gonna do is try to put lettuce and other stuff if I make a sandwich. Listen to me fantasizing about sandwiches. I figure I might do is try to put lettuce. And ooh, look at the sun. Sun, baby. Look at the sun. See the sun on my face. Ooh, baby. Look at that sun. Can you see it? I think I can take my hat up a little bit. Look at that. Uh-huh. Woo! That's nice, ain't it? It was really nice, ain't it? The sun. Oh my God. Oh my God. What a difference the sun makes. Oh my God. Look at those clouds. Look how beautiful the clouds look when the sun got them lit up. That whole shot is better. These pictures gonna come out nice. Every time I walk at this corner, I look at the light, because there is no walk or turn light. As soon as I think they're in green, people gonna try to take off. They're gonna be like zooming through. You gotta be ready or you'll get run over. You'll get run over. Yeah. Youngstown, Ohio. I love the place. I love the place. Get back here, get some work done. I got a couple of projects, a couple of things I need to finish up. A couple of people I probably need to touch base with to see, close some tickets. If I can get all that taken care of today. Tomorrow should be a light day, but we don't say that. We don't say nothing about that kind of thing. We don't say nothing about that. We don't comment on the pace or the workload. We just don't. As soon as we do, unless when we getting slammed, like my boy, I was talking about my boy Alishon, he'd be like, Mike, he'd be like in there, we'd be like getting 1 or 2 tickets an hour. He'd be like, oh man. We getting slammed. I like his attitude. At first I was like, come on, man. But then I was like, I like it. I like your attitude. Look at the dirt movers. I wonder how good that picture is. That? Come on, pick some up. Move it over. I'm going to get one more. Here come the sun. Woo! Woo! Beautiful, ain't it? Beautiful, ain't it? Woo! Here comes the sun. Big difference it makes. Big, big difference it makes. I didn't think I was gonna see it until Tuesday. That's all. See, look at it. Look at that. Woo, look how blue that is. Y'all see that? See, there's the sun. You see the clouds? The clouds, Gary, do something now. Don't think it ain't. The clouds is going to do something to that sun. Don't think it ain't. But for that moment, we had it. For the moment there, we had it. We were there. We could say we had it. We had it. So I'm thinking about granddaughter when I get back there. I'm thinking, seeing Kimberly, we went to Walmart. You know, she got all the toys. The whole idea was for her just to walk through Walmart and just put it in. And the idea was whatever she put in the cart, you know, they was going to get for her. It was like, all right, whatever, you know, whatever she put in the cart, they're going to get for her. But they scaled that back to the point of one person would distract her, another person would hide some of the gifts and so she don't see them not being there. But the cool thing about it is she'll remember and even later be like, how about Elmo chicken? Because she was saying Elmo chicken before. She was like, you know, she saw that Elmo chicken from before and she remembered. Because she remembered, we'd be trying to, you know, put stuff back, especially expensive stuff. You know, anything Elmo, gonna be $10, $15 more just because you're paying for the name. So she saw that and we got it. I think even one time she was with her grandmother and she remembered a Minnie Mouse phone that she wanted that we didn't get her. Because you know, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, that Disney throw that extra surcharge on it just for the name. And we was like, you don't really want it. And so we put it back. And sure enough, she remembered. And I guess she told her grandmother she want to go to the market. She want to go to the market. Go to Walmart. So she called, she want to go to the market and get the Minnie Mouse phone. And you know, her grandmother, one of the ones who love her too much, put her in the car. Sure enough, they went to Walmart in the aisle and got that damn thing for her. And she plays with it, you know. But you know how kids are. You know, they play with it for a while. Then, you know, it's time to move on. You know, she's good. She does good. She does good. And she doesn't seem to lose her stuff. You know, she doesn't seem to like lose her stuff. She may break it and tear it up, and you may find it anywhere. And it, ooh, sun, you see that? Sun, you can feel it. Ooh, beautiful sun. Get it on my face. Get the sun on my face. Oh, there it goes. Oh. Here it comes back again. Yay! Yeah. So, you know, that's always fun. It's, I have a good time back here. I'm having a good time back here. I don't know why. I mean, not so much I don't know why, but I don't know why it seems to be easier being back here. The first few times coming here, it wasn't pleasant. No, it was okay. You know, but I think we got it. I think we got the thing down. I think we're all in a better place. You know, I think we're all in a better place. I'm more healthy. Kimley's in a better place. Granddaughter's turned into something a little easy to manage. I don't know if easy to manage is the word, but you know, it's just different. What we just used to, you know, usually by this time, I'd be like, damn near ready to go. No, that's not true. Well, today's Tuesday. usually 2 weeks, I hit that 2 week wall. A couple of times, I hit that 2 week wall and I just shut down. One time I just literally shut down. I was like, I gotta go. I was like, I just can't. I was like, you know, I shut down. You know, I used to get rooms, hotel rooms, and, you know, to get some space or get whatever. But also, it was back when I was vaping. That could have something to do with it. I was still getting my steps and everything, but something definitely, I definitely feel better. Whatever better means, I definitely feel better. So I'll go back here today. Hopefully I can get, if I get 1.8 down, I'll be happy. If I get 216 today, I'll be happy. But it'll probably be only 1 pound. I'll probably be like 216.8 or something like that. Maybe even 217. Now I'm lying to myself just to make myself. Now I'm trying to overcompensate. See this 319? That's what I pay at the gas station over on Midlothian. And if you go down like a little farther back there, it's 279. But, you know, paying 319 ain't nothing. It's easy. 319 is cheaper than just like 439 in California. So paying that 319 was easy. I didn't even want to go look for that 279. But I will next time now that I know where it's at. Just got to drive down the street a little bit. Because there's like one right there at the corner of South Avenue and Midlothian. Right there on the way to the game. You know, if you're under the game, I'm like, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to get on the road. Even though I'm early, I don't want to mess around. You know, you got that to the game thing going on. See, all these shots are coming out nice now. So I got the sun behind me. Nice and low. The sun is nice and low. So I can get all these good shots. I like this building here too. It's 5150, I think. WPA 1937. I think I told y'all this already. I do like this building. I think you can like rent it out. 5105. 5150 is the lockup, I think. Woo! Dollar General's everywhere. I think they got the audacity to sell food. Sometimes that's the only food people can get. And you can imagine what kind of food be inside Dollar General. Nothing fresh. No fresh vegetables or such. See, if I'm walking up here with the sun behind me, everything's all lit up beautiful. And my eye catches it, catches my eye. I can see how everything is all lit up, all nice and everything. I'm gonna get all these shots. Shots I got already, come on. You know, the hunger well, I got all these pictures. Many times I don't walk up and down here. And here's where I walk on my 15 minute break. On my 15 minute break, if I was to walk, I walk this way. Or is it my, no, on my lunch. So that means I got like 14 minutes from about 14 minutes from this area to get back to the chair. This is my lunch walk. I come this way and do it. I love the place. I love this place. I love being from this place. I love having been Youngstown born and bred. People, the place, the climate, schools, football, music, people. Mill Creek Park, Idora Park, food, all of that. Treasure it. I should look at people walking. Y'all see people walking? I do. People out here walking today. Beautiful day, huh? Yeah, it is. Good seeing you. I think I saw this guy yesterday. Good seeing you, guy. Where you going? Store to get your cigarettes. That's how it goes. Yes. Yeah, same guy as yesterday. I see that look me in the face. How you gonna look people in the face when you be walking by? Oh, this dude out here doing what he doing. Think he was out here yesterday doing stuff. I don't know if it was him or not. It's somebody else. A little bit excitable. I don't know if you caught any of that. Look at how beautiful that shot is. Oh my God. I got it on higher resolution. Not the highest resolution, but I got a pretty high resolution. So the picture should come out. I'm not recording on 640 by 360. A little tiny shot that I do for non-scenic walks. I got it down. I do got it down, don't I? Ooh, the thing is so lit up, so beautiful. I was wondering, this place is always closed. But I saw somebody working on the thing. I don't get it. It don't look like, it says it's open, but that open sign stay on all night. There'll never be but nobody be in there. And then you'll see somebody working on those trucks there, but I'll never see them move. I don't know. Maybe it ain't for me to know. That's quite possible. That is very quite possible. It ain't for me to know. Why is it you could tell funeral homes? Why is it you could tell a funeral home when you see it? Well, that's built, the house is built right on there. Look at that, see that? See how the house is built right on to the storefront? Oh, see how they did that? Look, more people walking. Oh, okay. I'm starting to, a trend or a movement. People getting out here. People getting out here in the sun. Living it up. Boardman Police, I think that's the Boardman line down there. The Lothian, I think. Ooh, another police. More polices. Something must have went down around here. I guess. He talking on his thing. It might have been that crazy guy they was looking for. He down there. He went down there. Another policeman? Oh, he must have done something. Something must have went down. Something must have went down. You looking for that guy? Oh, I just got a message. Granddaughter sleep. So come in quiet. Like that makes a difference. I guess they got granddaughter brought in and she's still asleep. My daughter said, come in quiet. I can do that. Let them sleep and let me get some a little bit more peace and quiet, even though I was, looking forward not looking forward to it, but anticipating, you know. I was anticipating I was preparing to, you know, have her there doing her thing. Because I even said it, didn't I? I even said what I figured she was going to be doing when I got there. Anyhow, beautiful day. Happy Tuesday. 2 days before Thanksgiving. Got a basketball game. I think it's like or is that Christmas? I think Christmas is 4 football games. Pittsburgh is one of them. Or is it, might be Thanksgiving 4 football game. Yeah, I think Thanksgiving is 4 football game. I might put a few dollars, play a little parlays, prop bets or whatever, see what go down. Should try to set me up an account while I'm here, huh? There's no VPN here, so I can't, I don't think. VPN in this area. I don't think there's a VPN for Cleveland. At least not on my VPN. I could check though, I guess. Maybe I could VPN and bet that way. Do prop bets that way, but other than that, I would have to have a computer set up here. Remote into that computer. And do it. Or just send my bets to my daughter. Somehow, if I want to go down that road, I don't know that I do. I don't know that I do. Beautiful, ain't it? Beautiful, ain't it? It is. It's beautiful. Love the trees. Love the shots. It's just gorgeous. Blue skies and trees. It is. But y'all know how we do. Even the ground, huh? Even the leaves on the ground. Got a little something, something to them, huh? Swinging on y'all. 2 times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.